The marketplace has been in this same spot for over 200 years.
3PO translated, as Han and Leia followed their host up a gentle ramp between the second and third levels of the open dome structure.
Though not in this exact form, of course. The Tower of Law, in fact, was built here precisely because it was already a common crossroads.
Hasn't changed much, has it?
Han commented, pressing close to Leia to keep them from getting run down by a particularly determined batch of shoppers. He'd seen a lot of marketplaces, on a lot of different planets, but seldom one so crowded.
Crowded with more than just locals, too.
Scattered throughout the sea of yellow-clad bims.
Don't they ever wear any other color?
He could see several other humans. A pair of Baradas, an Ishi-Tib, a group of Yuzumi, and something that looked vaguely like a Paeonid.
You can see why this place is worth getting into the New Republic,
Leia murmured to him.
I guess so.
Han conceded, stepping to one of the booths and looking at the metalware displayed there. The owner/operator sang something toward him, gesturing to a set of carving knives.
No thanks,
Han told him, moving back. The Bim continued to jabber at him, his gestures becoming sharper.
3PO, will you have our host tell him that we're not interested?
He called to the droid. There was no response.
3PO,
he repeated, looking around. 3PO was staring off into the crowd.
Hey, Goldenrod,
he snapped.
I'm talking to you.
3PO spun back.
I'm terribly sorry, Captain Solo, but our host seems to have disappeared.
What do you mean, disappeared?
Han demanded, looking around. Their particular Bim, he remembered, had worn a set of shiny pins on his shoulders. Pins that were nowhere to be seen.
How could he just disappear?
Beside him, Leia gripped his hand.
I've got a bad feeling about this, she said tightly. Let's get back to the tower.
Yeah,
Han agreed.
Come on, 3PO. Don't get lost.
Shifting his grip on Leia's hand, he turned and froze. A few meters away, islands in the churning sea of yellow, three aliens stood facing them. Short aliens, not much taller than the Bims, with steel-gray skin, large dark eyes, and protruding jaws. And, held ready in their hands, Stokely sticks.
We've got trouble,
he murmured to Leia, turning his head slowly to look around, hoping desperately that those three were all there were. They weren't. There were at least eight more, arrayed in a rough circle 10 meters across. A circle with Han, Leia, and 3PO at its center.
Han,
Leia said urgently.
I see him,
he muttered.
We're in trouble, sweetheart.
He sensed her glance behind them.
Who are they?
She breathed.
I don't know. Never seen anything like them before. But they're not kidding around. Those things are called Stokely sticks. Shoot a spray net miss 200 meters with enough shock stun juice to down a good-sized Gundark.
Abruptly, Han noticed that he and Leia had moved, instinctively backing away from the nearest part of the alien circle. He glanced over his shoulder.
They're herding us toward the down ramp, he told her. Must be trying to take us without stirring up the crowd.
We're doomed,
3PO moaned. Leia gripped Han's hand.
What are we going to do?
Let's see how closely they're paying attention.
Trying to watch all the aliens at once, Han casually reached his free hand toward the comlink attached to his collar. The nearest alien lifted his Stokely stick warningly. Han froze, slowly lowered the hand again.
So much for that idea,
he muttered.
I think it's time to pull in the welcome mat. Better give Luke a shout.
He can't help us.
Han glanced down at her glazed eyes and pinched face.
Why not?
He demanded, stomach tightening. She sighed, just audibly.
They've got him, too.